Today's show is brought to you by the Blossoming the Inner Spirit program by Athena Lucene, where you learn how to embrace your spiritual giftedness and how to use them to live your most fulfilling life. Register now at blossomingtheinnerspirit.com.
You're listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Athena Lucene, your host for the Spirituality in the Mix show. Today's show is all about how to spiritually declutter your mind and heart. And you might say, well, Athena, what is spiritually decluttering your mind and heart? What exactly is that? And spiritually decluttering your mind and heart simply consists of really being present with how you are experiencing your reality through your mental thought processes, as well as how you are balancing compassion in your day-to-day life as you not only assert yourself and your personal empowerment in every situation, but there's an art to doing it in a very balanced way where you are in absolute harmony with everything and everyone around you. And that requires a spiritual inventory of your mind and your heart. Be reflective every single day of every interaction, every insight, every memory, every person that comes to your mind, and be very present with how what thoughts come to your mind as well. And always be in a habit, a healthy habit, or a healthy ritual of constantly being as present as you can in every moment. And as you're in this presence, you're essentially exploring what areas or what aspects of you is being called into more alignment with harmony, inner harmony. And if there is thoughts that come to you about interactions you've had with someone who's not been, that wasn't loving, then there, you know, there's some work to be done. Some energy of heart vibrations need to be flowed into that situation a little bit more than usual. So it's just like this balance and rhythmic dance. And it's a matter of being in flow with your life. It's a matter of, you know, transmuting energy. It's a matter of, okay, if a negative thought comes to you, just replace that negative thought with a positive thought, the opposite positive thought. So if a thought comes to you like I am not beautiful, well, you can then switch it through your mindfulness to say, I am beautiful. I am a beautiful God and goddess of the universe, of the world, right? Because you are aligned with the Creator. You are aligned through your spirituality, through your spiritual giftedness, you are aligned. And so it's a time to reclaim and remember your spiritual royalty. It's about standing in the truth of that. It's about standing in absolute truth in all areas of your life. But you can't do that if you're not aware of the things that need some spiritual development and some spiritual growth. So for instance, if you've been struggling with toxic relationships, but you're not willing to look at the things that are possibly contributing to that quote-unquote toxicity, including could you have approached the situation with a little bit more patience, with a little bit more grace, with a little bit more compassion? So it's this constant, eternal, rhythmic dance. It's an evolutionary, inspiring, you know, fulfilling, meaningful, nourishing journey if you allow it to be. Through the standing of your absolute truth, through the constant asking yourself, your higher self, and that internal telepathic dialogue with the Creator, which you're all one with anyway, it's a matter of being more present of that. I always call it like the sacred dance of, you know, being center stage and with your spirituality, with your connection with the Creator, and everybody else and everyone else and situations that are, you know, external in your perception in that moment, they're just props on the stage, right? Everyone is willing to help you and assist you because there will be a part of you that has been so reflective and so conscious about your interactions and how you've been living that you just, you know, you absolutely are in awe no matter what's going on. So, you know, constantly reflect on the days and, you know, gently bless the times when you experience yourself less than preferred and when things didn't go your way. Just bless it with love and harmonize that part of your day more and more. And so now you've decluttered that negative thought, right? If you have feelings of anger or resentment towards anyone or any situation, you must declutter your heart. You must purify and cleanse your harmony, your heart, your feelings of passion and joy and happiness. If you're holding resentment or anger or fear or worry or jealousy in your heart vibrations, like if that's, you know, being emanated through your heart vibrations, you're blocking your ability to perceive more expansively, like how your life can be more full of passion, creativity, joy, spontaneity, just always being in the rightness and the absolute truth of you and your divinity. And, you know, it's just a matter of constantly decluttering, making room for a new paradigm that's going to suit you and who you are becoming better, right? It's like a new suit of clothes that you've outgrown, right, as you've grown. So you have a new suit of clothes that complement you and your new reality of higher learning and understanding. So you'll find that when you declutter your space, you declutter your mind, you declutter your heart, so you're no longer holding on to any resentments. You're just sending love to everyone and standing in absolute truth of just being who you are no matter what. Being the most natural part of you that you can be, which is, you know, love and joy and harmony and happiness and peace. But you block yourself from this, experiencing this more consistently because of these, you know, negative emotions that and negative thought processes that, by the way, if your mind and your heart is not working in a beneficial way towards things that are meaningful for you, then what's happening is it's working towards, you know, attracting and magnetizing more things to you that is less than preferred. So it's about purifying your mind, your mental thought processes about who you are and the steps of, you know, how you can become more and more of everything that you were created to be. So I know this today's show started out a little bit, you know, more intuitive than usual. Usually I take very practical steps in explaining everything, but I just, you know, like to also do these shows when I'm in an intuitive flow as well. And so whatever I am guided to share in that moment, I share it. I'm absolutely not the type of thought leader that, you know, would try to say that, you know, my way is the absolute way. What I'm offering you is my experiences and my intuitive downloads. So let's get to some practicality, because I can sense that, you know, persons would need a little bit more practicality. So for those of you out there who are saying, yeah, but Athena, you know, it's not about all in your mind. There's a physical experience. Yes, but it's the energy behind what you're doing. The decluttering of your mind, the decluttering of your space, what that's doing is it's kind of like a intuitive feng shui. So it's like, and if you don't know what feng shui is, it's just the placement of certain items and how that affects your energy level and your ability to generate more and more higher vibrations based on the energy flow within a specific space, with mostly more than likely your home. So I've been doing this intuitive feng shui for a long time before I even knew that they had a word for this thing. And it's absolutely true. When you keep your personal space clear and, you know, organized and putting things where they belong, and, you know, going through your closet, doing all these things help to declutter your mind and your heart, keep your space beautified, keep your space, you know, full of good vibes, good, loving, kind vibes. And you will see that as you do this, excuse me, as you do this, you will find that more and more it becomes easier for you. And you want to declutter your space, because when you declutter your space, what that opens up for you is more prosperity. So your business will start to flourish more. you will start experiencing more heartfelt connections in your interactions. You will start feeling, you know, joy just outpouring upon you. And all the things that are meaningful to you just will be magnetized to you because it must. It's absolute law. When you are really attuned and really live your life from a place of love and a place of being willing to grow and become more of all you were created to be, it's just an absolute natural flow to that. So declutter your mind, declutter your heart, declutter your space, you know, continually do spiritual inventory so that you can, you know where your center is in your universe at any point, you know, or your world or any way you feel a preference to state it. But the bottom line is you stay centered with your life spiritually, be connected and continually be curious and wondrous about, you know, your exploration of your spirituality and the spiritual insights that come to you, and, you know that it's a legitimate experience. And so in the Blossom in the Inner Spirit program, this is, you know, the kind of thing that we cover, is that, you know, there is a level of decluttering and spiritual practices and spiritual awareness that's necessary so that your life can open up to the abundance that you need and to you ending emotional and psychological suffering. So it's just a matter of being open to life, and it's a matter of just being true to you and always investigating exactly what that means for you, because everyone is different. And so as we're going through these decluttering, so that could also be decluttering friends that are no longer beneficial to be around you. That could also be, you know, habits that no longer benefit you. It's just a total mind and heart decluttering so that you can make room for more joy and more prosperity. This is something that we should do on a regular basis. And when we are not attuned with it, and when we're not doing these various practices and the spiritual hygiene, this is what happens. Your space gets too crowded, right? Your mind gets too cluttered, and there is not a free flow of energy, higher energy, and higher mind energy, I should say, higher frequencies and creativity and all the things that you need in any given moment throughout your day. So it's important. And your heart is, you know, science has shown that your heart is actually more like another brain. So you actually have two brains. And, you know, your heart, you know, needs a lot of attention as well, you know, how you're feeling emotionally, you know, and really going through those feelings. Did you feel rejected today? Did you feel unloved today? Did you feel any of those negative emotions? Because I'm here to tell you that you are absolutely loved, and you can never be rejected, because your natural state is approval, you know, self-approval, approval of self, and approval of everyone else's, you know, whether they approve or whether they don't approve, it doesn't matter, because you already decided that you, and you're in the knowing that you're already approved of. So in fact, you know, other persons will actually, then you will command the approval of other persons, because you are already it. So yeah, you know, cleanse your heart, make sure that you are loving yourself, knowing how much you are love, know how much that, how lovable you are, you know, allow yourself to get in those vibrations of really appreciating your existence and appreciating just who you are and the totality of that. And to know that anything, you know, negative that could be used to describe that, any negative low vibrational words, is just not for you. It's just not you. Not in your new paradigm, not in who you have spiritually grown to become. So your spiritual royalty is, you know, the absolute vibration in any situation, no matter what's going on. So the situation has to work out in your highest and greatest good and in the highest and greatest good of other persons who are involved, who you're co-creating with in that moment. So yeah, I actually love taking Sundays to do a lot of my decluttering, mind and heart decluttering. And a lot of times, Sundays for me is just my day for that. I do much more reflections on Sundays, and I enjoy playing music and cooking and, you know, just you know, rising up, giving thanks, beautifying and creating. And I just love to just reflect on all the blessings and all the abundance that's, you know, available in my reality, and you know, how the upcoming week is going to be very prosperous, sweet and prosperous. And you know, I encourage you, just take a day. If it's not a Sunday for you, take a day where you can really reflect and be in joy and be in love with yourself, and taking the steps to make the changes for that declutter of your mind and heart, whatever they may be. But the thing is, you have to keep trust in the process. You have to keep trust in the unfolding. And no matter what, just keep taking a step more and more towards it. And then before you know it, your space will become so clean and clear, and the energy will flow so effortlessly as it's meant to, the energy of prosperity, the energy of abundance of every kind, you know, divine protection, all of those things that, that you know, we pray for, right? We can be co-creating it through our awareness. So I really look forward to hearing what you have to say. You can email comments to spiritualityinthemix@athenalucene.com. That's spiritualityinthemix@athenalucene.com. I would love to hear your thoughts. Is there anywhere that where you're cluttered or feel that you can use a little spiritual insights, you know, or if you want to share just something that's happened to you that resonates with you from today's show. I'm happy to hear how you're experiencing yourself, and I actually look forward to responding. It's like my favorite thing to do is talk about spirituality and have very conscious conversations. So I want you to just think about your week ahead. Start thinking about the things that you can start taking the steps towards in the sense of decluttering and kind of like bringing in some more good vibes, right? Making some positive changes that up-levels your life personally and professionally in whatever capacity that is, even if you are entrepreneurs, or I should say, especially if you're entrepreneurs. So that's it for now. I'm Athena Lucene. It's my absolute pleasure to spend this Sunday evening with you, just sharing some of my insights and ideas as far as how we can all experience life a bit more uplifted, in a more uplifted way. So that's it for now. Abundant blessings and blissful moments. You are listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is the Spirituality in the Mix show. I'm Athena Lucene. Abundant blessings, and bye for now.
Carib Voice Radio.
Believe it.